This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says it is time for lawmakers to move on from the lengthy investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. However, as AP Sagar-Magani reports, congressional Democrats are saying not so fast.
The White House has told former counsel Don McGahn not to give documents about his cooperation in the probe to a House panel, arguing they're subject to executive privilege. It's the second time in 2 days the administration's refused to comply with a House Judiciary Committee deadline for turning over materials in the probe. Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says Democrats need to accept the investigation's done.
It's finally over.
Saying case closed. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi disagrees.
That's just not a fact. The case is not closed.
Saying lawmakers would be delinquent if they did not conduct oversight of the president, as the Constitution mandates. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made an unscheduled visit to Iraq Tuesday amid growing tensions with Iran after intelligence reports indicated that Iran moved short-range ballistic missiles by boat in waters off its shores. U.S. officials are also speeding the arrival of an aircraft carrier and its strike group from the European waters to the Arabian Sea and deploying a B-52 bomber task force in response to the potential Iranian threat. The Trump administration has been working to apply what it calls a maximum pressure campaign against Iran to try to get the country to change its behavior, including its sponsorship of terror groups and what the White House alleges is a ballistic missile program that threatens the United States. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Iranian news agency says Iran will announce partial withdrawal from the six-nation nuclear deal Wednesday. The announcement will come exactly 1 year after President Trump said he was pulling the U.S. out of the agreement, calling it one of the worst deals ever put together. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani will send letters to the remaining signatories, Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia, outlining exactly which parts of the deal he is abandoning. The 2015 agreement obligated Iran to reduce its uranium enrichment program in exchange for sanctions relief. The U.S. reimposed sanctions on Iran when Trump tore up the deal. A shooting at a U.S. school outside Denver, Colorado, has left at least one person dead and several others injured. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
There was another shooting at a Denver area school Tuesday. This time it was the STEM school Highlands Ranch, a public charter school for kids from kindergarten through 12th grade. At least eight were injured and an 18-year-old male was killed. Stacy Stafford, a stunned parent, spoke with Denver station KMGH.
How can this happen here? How can this happen? Who would do something like this? The school has kids from kindergarten to high school. I don't know what would motivate somebody to do this.
Authorities say two suspects, both believed to be students at the school, were taken into custody. I'm Mike Gracia.
The New York Times is reporting that between 1985 and 1994, Donald Trump's businesses lost more than $1 billion, allowing the future president to avoid paying taxes, federal taxes, that is, for eight of those 10 years. Trump portrays himself as a successful self-made entrepreneur and master dealmaker. The Times based this report on information provided by someone who has access to Trump's tax returns. The White House yet to respond to the Times story, but one of the president's lawyers told the newspaper that the tax information it used was false. House Democrats are trying to get their hands on Trump's tax returns from 2013 to 2018 as part of their investigation into the president's foreign business deals. And China says its top trade negotiator will travel here to the U.S. to conduct a new round of trade talks on Thursday, even as President Trump threatened higher tariffs on billions of dollars of Chinese goods after he complained the process is taking too long. Trump's Twitter comments earlier this week about the new tariffs sent Asian stocks and U.S. futures tumbling on Monday and added uncertainty over the future of U.S.-China trade negotiations. Trump also said his policy of hiking taxes on Chinese goods is partially responsible for the U.S. great economic results. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.